peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Listen. You know, Jesus was in the temple. That's important. The temple, that whole theme is important. And he called the temple a den of thieves. Don't turn the temple into a den of thieves. But this wasn't the first time. God, through the prophet Jeremiah, had also warned the people. He said, "The house that is called by my name has become the gathering place for thieves." God's people are accustomed to turning the temple into a den of thieves. They were used to doing that. Our Old Testament lesson, the Ten Commandments, they were accustomed to breaking them. They were good at it. Nothing's changed. They were faithless, godless, sinfully restless. It's kind of like our culture today. And they went to the temple, and when they did, it was all for show. We're going to go to God, and we're going to the temple, and we're going to put on, we're going to perform, we're going to do sacrifices, and God's going to love us for all that stuff. And there was greed, and there was money, and there was politics. And God hated it. They didn't go to the temple to confess their sin. They didn't go to the temple because they needed God to give them pardon. No. They viewed the temple the same way we might view a good luck charm. As long as you go, as long as you show up, you're going to be blessed. God's going to be with you. And because of their refusal to repent, they were lost. And they were condemned. The temple had simply become a safe house for unrepentant sinners. And God was not pleased. Now on to our lesson. It happened 550 years later. Jesus appeared. And he arrives at the temple and he had the same message. Get these things out of here. Don't turn my Father's house, the temple, into a market. Are you following me? Jesus was upset, and he deserved to be upset. Why? Because the people had done it again. Turned the temple and abused the temple and turned it into a den of thieves. Abusing the temple. The dwelling place of God. It's a good reminder for us. What is this sanctuary about? The sanctuary we come to worship, it exists. This space exists to call sinners to Christ. This exists, and sinners are welcome here so that we can come and our Jesus, who shed his blood and poured out his life, that we might be delivered from our sins and cleansed and made his children. This is the place for us to come and to know and to listen and to hear. Sinners are welcome here. Murderers, adulterers, thieves, those who break the commandments, liars, the greedy, blasphemers. This is the place for those type of people. The kinds of people who receive the mercy of Jesus in this sanctuary. However, this sanctuary must never serve as a den of thieves. This sanctuary must never be used as a good luck charm. Just as long as you show up, oh, you're going to be blessed. All you have to do is, you know, just be a participant and you get a participant trophy. It's not the way it works. If you want to be blessed, come to Jesus. But come to him in repentance. Come to him seeking his mercy. Come to him asking him to cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. Come to him, your Savior, seeking his grace. That's what this temple is for. That's why you're here. Our theme this morning, the beautiful temple of Christ. Now Jesus said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up. Of course he was talking about his body, right? They thought he was talking about the building where God dwelt in the Holy of Holies. No, and Jesus says, no, I'm now. I'm the temple. This body and flesh is the blood. This is the temple. We get that all confused. The temple's important. Jesus is important. His body and blood is important. And what did the leaders do with that temple? what they'd always done. They abused the temple. And they took the temple of Jesus' body and they whipped it and they beat it and they nailed it to a cross. Just like they'd always done. You know, many religions have temples. Christianity is the only religion that has a temple made of human flesh and blood. Jesus is a temple. He gave his body. He shed his blood. And again, that temple was destroyed on the cross, abused and mocked, the payment for our sin. And that temple was raised on Easter. That temple came back to life that we might live in the victory over our sin. Jesus' body, the temple of God, saves us. The dwelling place of God delivers us. And that's why we eat his body, and that's why we drink his blood, because the temple saves us. The temple is where God lives, and the living God delivers himself to you. And that's what this sanctuary is all about. It's all about Jesus, the temple of the Lord. And where does Jesus live? Where does this temple of Christ dwell? In you. Paul writes, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. So glorify God in your temple." Glorify God in your body. Your body is the temple of the Lord. And so now we come full circle, right? The Old Testament people, what did they do with the temple? They abused it. Jesus comes and he says, "My body is the temple of God." What did they do with it? They abused it. Jesus suffered, died, and rose again. And now he says, "Now I live in you, and you are the temple of the Lord." And what do we do with God's temple? We abuse it. We break commandments. We use our body for our own gain. We use our bodies for our own pleasure, for our own purposes. That's sin. And what do you do when sin is too overwhelming in your temple? What do you do when the breaking of those commandments crushes your body under the weight of disobedience? What do you do with all that brokenness, the abuse of your body catches up with you? Well, you go where Christ is to be found. You go where the temple is delivered, where Christ is delivered in his sanctuary. And Jesus delivers himself to you. You come here because this is where God's word is read. This is where God delivers himself to you in the word. You come because in the waters of baptism, Christ was placed on your head through the water. And you come to let Christ cover you with his water. And you come to eat his body and drink his blood, because you're going to come to this altar and Jesus in his temple, in his body, in his blood is going to come to you. And he's going to say, "Here's my body and here's my blood. You are the temple of the living God." Honor God with your bodies. It's here that you find the church. It's right here that we have the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is living and active. Like missionary Gary said, we've got a job to do. Not just keeping the Ten Commandments. Not just following in God's way, but telling the world. We've got a job to do. This is the church, the body of Christ. And so the church, properly speaking, is not the building. It has nothing to do with the bricks and the mortar. It's a gathering place of sinners. It's a gathering place of people who need his mercy. It's not a place where we pretend to be good. We don't play games with God. It's a place where liars and thieves and blasphemers come on our knees and we bow before the cross and say, "Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Forgive me and cleanse me and save me and make this body a temple of the living Lord." And he does. Now, I don't know if you're struggling to make sense of all this. You know, if you do, it's okay. The disciples struggled with it too. And it wasn't until Jesus rose from the grave that made any sense to them. But on Good Friday, just to simplify, on Good Friday, the temple was abused and the temple died and was destroyed. On Easter, the temple rose. On Ascension, God was delivered back into heaven. Why? So that He can dwell in you, the temple of the living Lord. So that being the temple of God, the Holy Spirit lives in you. And here's the point. The temple was destroyed. And just like missionary Gary said, one day your body is going to be destroyed. The temple is going to be destroyed. You're going to die. But that's not the end, because what happened to Jesus' temple? You will destroy it, but in 3 days, I will build it up again. And it rises from the grave. And so, like the glorious resurrection of the body of Jesus, one day our bodies will be raised in glorious fashion at the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Until then, well, we live by faith. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.